The Demon Touch. We all have a story we will never tell. Written by Tyler Bourne. Narrated by Rachel LeBlanc. Copyright 2019 by Tyler Bourne. Production copyright by Tyler Bourne. Chapter 1.
Where is she?
Now just calm down, son, and have a seat.
The detective said with a thick southern accent. He gestured toward the small table with a single chair that was in the concrete room.
Where is she?
Sam asked again. His heart was racing.
Where's Elvira?
Who?
The detective asked him.
That girl you came in with?
Yeah, my girlfriend.
Sam answered. He could feel a dry lump forming in his throat.
Where is she?
She's in the next room over, talking with my partner. Don't worry, she's safe. You're both safe here.
Unlikely. Sam knew better than to believe that. After tonight, he was either going to prison or possibly an asylum. Although, most likely, he and Elvira would be hunted down, even if they were in a police station surrounded by cops. He didn't doubt the ability of that demonic monster. At least, not after tonight.
Why don't you take a seat so we can talk a bit?
The detective once again motioned for Sam to sit at the table. Sam reluctantly sat down in the wooden chair. A forced smile flashed across the detective's face for a brief second.
There now,
he said as he took a silver cigarette case from the inner pocket of his navy blue suit jacket. The detective opened the case to withdraw a cigarette. The bright flash assaulted Sam's eyes when the detective snapped the case shut. He slid the case back into his pocket before lighting the cigarette. He took a short drag from it before he spoke again.
Do they call you Samuel or Sam?
He asked. Sam's brow furrowed briefly in frustration. He hated when people called him by his biblical name.
Sam,
he answered flatly. The detective nodded.
Well, Sam, I'm Detective Beasley. I need to ask you a few questions about what happened to your friend.
He took a long drag off his cigarette as he looked up at the ceiling. Sam followed his motion, but the light bulb hanging from the ceiling hurt his eyes. He had to look down toward the cell floor, which was straight across from him. Through the tiny barred window, he could see another officer standing guard outside. After several seconds, the detective finally spoke. It was as though he had been contemplating how to start the interrogation.
Why don't you tell me what happened tonight? How exactly did you find that poor boy's body spilled all over that field?
Sam's stomach turned. Detective Beasley's careless words made him remember in detail what poor Matthew's body looked like.
Why did the detective say it like that? He thought. Does he have to be an insensitive prick?
Sam swallowed. It wasn't easy with that lump in his throat. He tried to calm himself by taking a deep breath before he spoke.
Matthew, Elvira, and I went for a drive.
Detective Beasley cut him off.
20 miles is a hell of a long way for a drive, son. Where was it you were planning to go?
Nowhere particular, sir. We were taking a cruise, you know, for fun.
Uh-huh. Then what happened?
Sam continued.
We spotted the trailhead next to the field, and Elvira asked if we could go for a hike.
She wanted to take a hike in the middle of the night.
Detective Beasley reiterated. His voice was laced with suspicion.
She wanted to see the stars better, so she asked if we could climb the hill to do some stargazing.
Did Matthew go with the two of you?
No, sir. He said he wasn't interested in that kind of romantic mush. He said that he'd wait for us on the landing, but when we came back, he was gone.
Actually, that wasn't true. None of it was. Sam was lying through his teeth. He had to. No one would believe the truth. If they... he and Elvira attempted telling the truth, they'd be hauled away and locked up in an asylum. All they could do was try to stop it. The devil demon. That's exactly what they were trying to do. The three of them. They had discovered the son of a bitch was 20 miles south out of town, residing in that creepy-ass field. They intended to send it back to hell before it could kill someone else, but they had failed, and now Matthew was dead. The lump in Sam's throat rose. He nearly choked trying to swallow it back down.
He was gone, just like that. You didn't see him walk off or anything?
Detective Beasley continued. Sam shook his head.
No,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?